I am here right now with Minister Jeff, and he's going to share with us a brief background of how his life transformed and what he's doing now as a part of city transformation. So tell me your name and also what do you do now, and share us a little bit about what's going on.
My name is Minister Jeffrey Pitts, Jr. I'm a youth pastor at Walk in the Light Christian Church, a.k.a. evangelist. You know, God's just really blessing me. You know, I just want to been going out preaching the gospel to the youth, not just to the youth, but everybody. And we're trying to, what God has put in me is to go and show the youth and to show the people of Indianapolis that there is hope out there, and they don't need to rely just on, you know, the streets for to bless them. They can have something bigger than that, and it's Jesus.
So tell me a little bit about your past.
Well, my past, I grew up Eastside Indianapolis, grew up around, you know, bad neighborhoods, in and out of jail, drug dealer, hooked on drugs, alcoholic, grew up in a broken home. And got out of jail one time, and the Lord just began, well, while I was in jail, the Lord just began to show me, you know, how powerful He is, and He wanted me. He showed me not only that I was loved, but I was wanted. So He began to transform my heart and work on me and show me that He wants me. So I got in the ministry, and I'm preaching the gospel. I've been on fire ever since.
Yeah. Now, you're preaching, you're all over, even outside Indiana. So what do you do to prepare yourself to impact, you know, as you mentioned, not just the youth, but the entire population?
Well, what I do is, to be honest with you, I kind of just flow in the Spirit. I literally let God be God, because if I begin to, you know, I mean, from my experience, I can help others and you know, speak my testimony. But as far as preparing, I allowed the Holy Spirit just to move through me so miracles can take place.
So you go out in the street corners and before, or do you still do that?
Yeah, I do. I go. I usually go downtown Indy and preach to the homeless, pray, give them money, tell them about the goodness of God. And, you know, I was traveling Atlantic City, you know, Chicago, all over the place, just to let people know, you know, God is good, not just a little bit, but all the time. And if you believe in Him, you shall never perish but have everlasting life.
Now, you're still pretty young. How old are you, and what do you do to prepare, you know, read the Bible and study? Do you have like a regular study time so you can preach, or share us about that?
Well, I'm young. I'm 24. I got in the ministry. The Lord pulled me in the ministry when I was 21, and you know, I'm still learning, but as I get to prepare, I do study. I study the Word. I like Jesse Duplantis and Jeff Garvin and T.D. Jakes. And I just, from, you know, really the community of the Christians, we all fellowship together so we can learn off of each other. But then when it's time to go out, because we're in a war right now. You know, we are seriously in a war, against a battle against flesh, not against flesh and blood, but against, you know, principalities in the spirit of darkness, the forces of darkness. So, you know, God has shown me, you know, to prepare. Let me move through you and teach you how you can not just break the yoke, but you can testify to about my goodness.
Now, it seems like every time I see you, you are on fire for the Lord. Do you have like a time of meditation, or you're just always on fire for the Lord, or what do you do to prepare?
Well, man, I am always on fire. I'm on fire, man. And, you know, I do, when I go lay down and rest my body as well, rest my spirit, God ministers to me, and I just soak in the love of God. You know, it's kind of like when Jesus was invited into the house of Mary and Martha. Martha was so busy preparing things for Jesus, she missed His heart while Mary was at His feet. So, you know, the Lord is showing me, not you can still be on fire, but let your heart not be troubled, but rejoice in the trials of the Lord and the tribulations, but be with me, and I'll show you how to just prosper in every area. And that's what I do. I soak in Him as I'm preaching. Amen? Amen.
So we only have 30 seconds here. Do you have any encouragement for the youth, for the young at heart out there?
Okay. Yeah, you know what? No matter what you go through, Jesus is, I'm going to say this to everybody, not just the youth. Jesus is a lifeguard. What does a lifeguard do? They constantly watch to see if you're drowning in your waters. And what happens when they see somebody drowning? No matter how deep you are in your waters, Jesus will play the role of that lifeguard and jump down there in your waters with you and pull you to the surface. There is nothing too big for Him. So God bless you. Keep your faith, and He'll move in your life. All you got to do is call upon the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved.
That's part of the City Transformation Series of Faith, Hope, and Love. God bless you.